Jeff Blankman joined here today by Austin Stolk, of course, the head football coach with the Ann Arbor Rockets. They get ready for their week one matchup as they take on a former district foe, this time in a non-district matchup in Booyer Valley on Friday night. Coach, good to see you and good to talk to you, man. And tell you what, you're probably chomping at the bit to get this thing underway, kind of like I am.
Hey, yes, absolutely, Jeff. Thanks for having me. I'm ready to see our guys kind of take out some physicality and do some execution on somebody other than a scrimmage team or their teammates. You know, it's one of those deals where our guys have, essentially we're at 14 weeks where they've really busted their butt in the weight room and both on the practice field as well. And kind of prepared for this moment. And we got a big group of seniors, and I think they understand that we have to continue to move forward every day, each and every day, one day at a time. And there's a large group of them that are definitely ready for week one.
Coach, talk about what you've seen here since we talked to you for the preview of the upcoming season. Things sometimes change in that week and a half. You guys had the big scrimmage with St. Mary's last Friday night, so you finally got a chance to maybe have some contact and some physicality with somebody else. So what did you learn and what have you seen?
Yeah, I think we only lost three seniors last year, Jeff, but we got some guys that are kind of acting and moving pieces and kind of playing different positions, and they're the next man up in a different position as well, on the other side of the ball. So it was nice to have the scrimmage against Remsen to be able to kind of, sort out who's going to play where, kind of who's ready to play varsity football at the week one level, and what younger guys might need a couple weeks to kind of iron some of that out. So, I think overall most of our guys are ready to go both physically and mentally. It's a big step going from junior high football to varsity football in both of those aspects. And, I think weight room was a big deal for 15 of our 17 guys to be there the entire summer, was really a big deal for our guys to get stronger. And, it just boiled down to these last 4 or 5 weeks of really trying to get mentally conditioned into, playing football with physicality and also, understanding what our playbook is on both sides of the ball and on special teams. So, it's really beneficial, like I've said, that we got a good group of seniors that are there to lead the way and help the young guys navigate through some things and through some tough times, and we come together as a team and we're ready to rock.
Coach, have you seen a different intensity with the guys at all this week, knowing it is actual game week?
Jeff, I think the focus level the last few weeks has been good, but I think we've really dialed in. Particularly we have a little bit of film to go off of and film from last year against these guys, last couple years in our district, that we can kind of dial in on some things and some things that we need to work on as well from our scrimmage film and, just dial in on both sides of the ball, what we need to work on and what our opponent's going to bring to us. This is week one, and you don't get week one back. And like I said, we got a group of seniors that understand that. And, I just think the focus level has been really good this week. For the first week of actual game week.
And Coach, Booyer Valley comes in with a game under their belt. They played week zero last week, kind of took it to New Alfonda a little bit and stuff. So they're 1-0. I know you said you got a chance to kind of watch some of that game on video. What did you see? And do they look similar to what they have the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think it's gauging off of one game, but I think there's a lot of similarities in their style of football. They like to pound and get a dish over top with the speedy tight end that they have, and then the Koski kid at quarterback is decent size and he's explosive, as well as the Ranky kid in the backfield, and then they got the Soma kid up front who our guys have enjoyed battling back and forth with for the last 3 years. He's a really good lineman up front, and they got a couple tight end weapons as well. So, I think they're always playing physical football. Coach Christensen over there always has them ready to go, ready to play physical. And, we understand on our side of things that they're going to execute, and we just have to execute our stuff as well and just go out and play football. And, regardless of who the opponent is, you got to go out and play your game and control the things that you can control. And like I said, the things that the scouting reports that we put together as coaches, our guys have been focused in on so far on what Booyer Valley is going to do as far as running the ball and dumping it over top. And you know, we look forward to the challenge.
Coach, it looks like they survived a little bit on big plays last week.
Yeah. Particularly in the start of the game, it looked like Noah Fonda was kind of exploiting them a little bit in the passing game. But then in the second half, they really toned things up and dialed some things up. And it appeared their coaching staff kind of changed some coverages a little bit, and they made the proper adjustments that they needed to. That's what makes a good football team, when you have good kids that listen and good coaches that do what they need to do. So we're looking forward to executing on our end this week.
Speaking of quarterbacks, you talked about the Koski kid. What's your quarterback situation look like right now?
You know, Jonathan Rieselman will kind of go from that tight end position of last year to move into that quarterback spot with Blaine Smith being graduated. We'll sprinkle in Wyatt or Galler a little bit here and there when we want to have some sort of wildcat package or a short passing game attack. But that's kind of what we're looking at. And like I said, you know, you lose three guys, but they're three key pieces. So, you know, that's just one of those pieces that you have to move to a different position.
What do you anticipate them trying to do defensively, depending on who's in at quarterback?
Yeah, you know, I think defensively they got three guys, pretty good sized guys up front that they'll run some stunts with, and then they got two middle linebackers that are extremely aggressive, and they'll do middle blitzes or they'll do blitzes on the edge every once in a while, and they get kind of a 3-2-3 shell coverage type look in their zone. They'll switch out to man a little bit, so it's just a matter of us making our pre-snap reads, understanding where the front line is gapped. They have a tendency to shift their guys on the front line and change things up that way, and that makes it good for us. That makes it fun for us. It's a good learning experience. Not everything's black and white. We got to communicate up front and adjust what they're going to be in.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time. Wish you the best of luck. I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you for the Scoreboard Show following the game on Friday.
Yes, sir, Jeff. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Head Coach Austin Stolk again with the Arweva Rockets.